Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Champion Sam Crowley, always great to have you inside Saturday Nation right here, right now. Hey, want to check back with you and give you an update on the Facebook ads I've been running over the past month or so. Just started a brand new campaign coming into the new year. You know, the whole new you, new year. I don't really buy it. I mean, every day. I mean, why wouldn't you treat every single day like it's a brand new day and a new year or new whatever? I mean, it's brand new. Everything's brand new, you know? If you make it, I guess, brand new. If you do the same thing every day, I guess it's not. I guess it's old and stale. And you know what happens to old and stale, right? I mean, that never tastes any good. But anyway, let me kind of give you a glimpse. I want to help you out. Sammy Boy's always looking out for you, trying to launch your movement, trying to get your message tight and monetize that message and live a lifetime of Saturdays, you know, doing what it is that you really love to do. So I don't talk about money a lot on this show, but I got to raise four kids. How do I pay for a family of six? You know, my wife, my kids, and, you know, all the boats and Lamborghini. That's not true. But, you know, the lifestyle that you got to have, you know, without having a job, what do you do? Well, for the last year, well, further, the last 15 years, I've basically done all of this organically through podcasting, you know. And I'll be teaching a lot of this in Vegas. Keep your eye out for the link. I'll share it with you. We don't have the order page ready yet. I really want to meet you in Vegas, shake your hand, give you a high five, give you a hug, and let you know and speak greatness into you that your best days haven't even happened yet. So it's March 14th and 15th. I'll have all the details on the page. When it goes live, you'll get the link. So that's really important that you get to Vegas. And when we were talking last on the show, I was, and on every show, saying, man, when you get this message tight, when you get it tight, you're going to be unstoppable. So far, and I looked yesterday. So far, I have invested, give or take, about $4,000 in ads. All right. And it's all testing. I mean, none of this stuff, I have zero expectations because, you know, I get a kick out of clients when they come on board or anybody asks me for advice just in passing. Hey, Sam, when can I expect, you know, to start getting leads into my funnel? Or when can I start getting people on my calendar? I don't know. That's not for me. I don't know. How do I know? You don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. The best marketers don't know. You know what they do? They test. You know, you put the message out there and you let the market tell you. You know, that's what you do. You have no idea. The worst possible thing you could do is do what every newbie does and go launch a course, you know, put it out there, membership site, go buy all the software, and then go tell everybody about it, you know, as opposed to asking anybody if they even want to learn about that topic, you know, do I even want to be in a membership course? You know, the main selling feature, I've brought on two amazing clients from these Facebook ads. One purchased a $5,000 program, one purchased a $3,000 program. And I've only been running the ads for, what was it? What did I say? 3 weeks or so? I'm trying to think back. Maybe 3 weeks? I don't know. Not more than a month, I don't think. So anyway, for the past 3 weeks, dropped about $4,000. And so far brought on two amazing clients. Why? They both said the same thing. There was an element in the ad that spoke directly to them, and it was this. You will not be dropped into a Facebook group and left to just, you know, mingle with everybody else and kind of ask questions and wait for people to answer. You're not going to be sent to some membership site to watch 100 videos and kind of work at your own pace. And then the instructor will grace you with their presence on a live webinar or, you know, come on in the Facebook group and answer questions for you. Now, I'm kind of mocking that a little bit. That system works. Obviously, there's hundreds of, you know, very successful internet marketers using that system, but does it get results? even deeper, does it get quicker results? Does it get tangible results? Do you feel like, I mean, look, let's just call it what it is. It's great for the instructor. They create one course one time, leverage it across a lot of different platforms. They get paid regardless if anybody has success or not, and people download that. That's a great model, but here's the problem. What happens? Well, the instructor or the teacher, whatever, speaker, trainer, they promise the world. Oh, when you go through this, you're going to be great, change the world. It's not happening that way. Not when you're left to just be accountable to yourself and nobody's checking up and nobody's holding you accountable and you're not strategizing one-on-one with anybody. So inside that ad, that's what spoke to the two people that came on board. They mentioned it on the call. That's how I knew that I had the messaging tight. So I started out running ads, three different ads, $50 a day. So I was spending $150 a day. And every two or three days, and I wasn't doing it, the Facebook dude I've got is doing it, but we would go through it. This campaign's working. Keep it going. This one's not. Turn it off. This ad set's working. Keep it on. This one's not. Turn it off. And it was on and off and on and off and on and off. And every day for 10 days, $150 a day. So that's $1,500 that just got just blown through. I mean, it was, but did it really get blown through? No, because what it gave me the data. It gave me the knowledge. It said, these are the people who are responding to the ad. Responding meaning they're entering their email. They go into my autoresponder. Inside of Infusionsoft, I have this elaborate campaign. You might have, if you're listening to podcast, you might be in it right now. You know, if you go to launchmymovement.com, that's the funnel. Like, that's it. That's my funnel. And you'll see, you're going to be like, no way. This isn't it. This is not Sam's funnel. That's it. What do you see when you go to that page? There's nothing but an email. There's not even your name to enter. It's just your email. That starts the entire funnel. And so it's brilliantly brought up. The copy is brilliant, you know? So anyway, it goes Facebook ad to that landing page where all they can do is enter their email. They go into the follow-up sequence. They get dripped on, you know, daily. And really great, well-written copy. And they you know, they sell, a lot of them opt out, which is great. Look, when you have emails and you have a CRM like MailChimp, Infusionsoft, whatever, ActiveCampaign, and people are opting out, don't be offended by that. That's great. That you don't want dead wood on your email list that you're just emailing thinking, "Oh, I'm blasting it out to 20,000 people." And 19,900 of them aren't even opening your email, you know? I'd rather have an email list of 100 active people than 19,000 inactive people, wouldn't you? You know? So what they do, they go in the email, and then when they're ready, they click the link, they book the call, they go to my calendar, and they're always seeing the calendar there. And then I get on the phone with them. So I've had, let me go through the numbers, I've had 19 people book a call. I've had 14 people show up for the call, and of those 14 people, two, and I've only been running it 3 weeks, have come on board as clients. And let me tell you, great people. Sam Kaplan, who, when you come on board as a client, Samantha Kaplan is she's my assistant coach, and she's your project manager. Like, Sam is badass when it comes to running your social media, holding you accountable, giving you great strategies and mastermind. And she's like the second coach that you get. And so the two programs I have, one is 60 days, and that one's 3,000, and the other one is 90 days, and that one's 5,000. And they're both around mastering your message, and just one, you get more access to us, more follow-up. We build out a little bit of your funnel. The initial one is all about mastering your message. I do your podcast for you, all that stuff. And these are programs I've never had before. Typically, anyone you've heard interviewed on my podcast, they've come to Cincinnati, or they've come on board at the $10,000, $20,000, $25,000 level, somewhere around there. And these, obviously, you know, you got to craft your coaching program so the people at 3 or 5 or 10 aren't getting what the people at 25 are getting, which we did, you know. And it was brilliant because it's exactly what people want. They don't have 10 grand or 20 grand or 25 grand. They have 3 grand. Everybody's got 3. Like, everybody has $3,000. Everybody has access to. Everybody has $5,000. But what they need to know is, are you legit? Do you have integrity? Do you care about me? Do you even give a crap if I get the results? If I put the work in, can I expect the result that you're telling me I'm going to get? And when they feel good and they get on the phone with you and they're like, "Wow, this guy, he's a real cool dude," you know? Or if it's you, male or female, "She's really awesome, man. They just want to know, you know, are you going to be the same old person that dumps me in a group and I never hear from it?" And they know within 2 minutes that I'm not that person. So 14 people come on board. So far, 3 weeks into the Facebook ads. I think we're starting week four this week. So after 3 weeks, one out of seven, we'll call it, because two out of 14 people signed up. One was five, one was three. So the average is $4,000. So if one out of seven people, oh God, what is that? 12% right now did not know who I was. They have no idea who I am. Okay. So 12, 13% somewhere in there. If I'm closing 12% right now out of the gate without any really nothing, I mean, I just barely got this thing going and they don't have any idea who I am. That's really good. And you know why it's really good? Because the messaging is tight. It's all about the messaging, guys. I can't emphasize this enough. You could have a million people go to your page. I think I just said this yesterday. I say it all the time. If your message isn't tight, all of them will leave your page. It doesn't matter how much traffic you get to wherever you want to send it. If that message doesn't resonate with a person, you've just wasted money to get that traffic. So I've spent, the $1,500 was the first 10 days. So I think I spent, about $4,000 gross, eight expenses in there. But let's just say, would you spend $4,000 to get $8,000? You know what I mean? And the answer is, of course, yeah. And that's just, I was expecting to spend 10 to 15 just for the data. I wasn't expecting to get any clients. But what I found was, I've been at this so long, I'm not taking credit for it, okay? I'm just saying, though, I've been at this so long, I knew where the bridge was out ahead. I knew what not to do. I knew how to speak to my audience because I've been speaking the same message for 15 years. And so here's what I want to leave you with today, okay? Understand that you don't got to be everything to everybody. You don't got to solve every problem that exists out there. You need to be authentic because how you show up in your messaging is how you need to show up when they meet you at your event, on your webinar, on your coaching call. That's got to be congruent with the person that they see out there. You know what I'm talking about? Or at your restaurant that you own, at your coffee shop, at your painting business, at your contractor business, at your nursing business. I mean, you see where I'm going with it? You need to show up in a manner in which your audience is expecting that. And that, I'm telling you, man, you go out there and ask any mark. And I don't even think I've spent $4,000 so far. It's probably more like three, but I'm just going to highball the cost and lowball the revenue that I've brought in. And so now I'm scaling. So now I've turned off all the ads with the exception of the one that's actually working. And now I'm scaling it to the moon because now instead of just three or four people booking a day, I'll have 10 or 12 people booking a day. And then I'll scale my business out to have other coaches come on board, other people take the call. And that's how you build a business. You know, that's it. Have I done anything? Have I said anything in the last 12 minutes that you don't think you could do yourself? You know, but the one thing you gotta get tight, you gotta get that message tight. That's everything. That's everything. Everything hinges on that. Okay? Speak the language. Speak the language that your audience is speaking, and sales will be so incredibly easy for you. And please, just when in doubt, lead with integrity. People see it, they smell it, they look out for it. They've been taken to the cleaner so many times, they know who a poser is out there. Your integrity is going to set you apart from everybody else out there. All right. So I hope that helps. A little bit of, you know, I got a little bit nerdy today, got a little bit money talking, but I just hope it inspires you that if I can do it, you know, the dopey college dropout living here in Cincinnati, you know, 51 years old, doing a podcast inside of a Kia, for crying out loud. I mean, if I can do it, you can do it. Is there anything I just told you that you can't do? You can do it all. You can do more than I can do. You're smarter than I am. Hell, I'm just out here grinding every day, man. I'm just a meat and potatoes guy, just making it happen, recording a podcast. I'd love to help you go to Launch with Sam, or you can go through that funnel, you know, launchmymovement.com, and check it out for yourself, you know, and book your call. Would love it. All right, take care and have the best day of all.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.